Okay, today is Wednesday, and this is the first time I'm gonna try doing this. Don't know if there'll be another, but it's pretty much I have blindfolded myself. I have it recording, and the only thing I have on is my headphones. So, very black. I can't see anything. And I've been sitting here for a little bit, just sitting in quiet with dark. Now, and then a little bit of rotating of my head and everything, see if I can like feel like I'm somewhere else. But the purpose behind this is I'm gonna see if I can come up with ideas better when blindfolded and everything. Like, so I mean, like, most of my game concepts and ideas are pretty dark and heavy related. Like, I get into some pretty weird imagery, but figure, I mean, I like trying stuff out, so we'll try this out. Well, first off, let's just go nowhere. Let's go. Let's not have a destination in sight or a plan to talk about things. I'm just gonna talk. And what I want to talk about is something I've been working on, scenario. And the basic idea premise is that it's just an image I like, and it's the image of a room of heads on a shelf. These heads on a shelf, their mouths are moving, their jaws kind of like creaking. You can hear the muscles like stretching and expanding as they move. And you enter, and it's almost absolutely silent. You can see their mouths moving, but nothing coming out, no voices, nothing. And they're just dead heads on a shelf. And then on the other side of the room, there are rows of typewriters with paper, a continuous roll of paper going in and out. And attached to that typewriter is a board, and on that board are two severed hands. Those hands are punching the keys. And all you hear is the creaking of the muscles, and then the tapping of each individual key. And that's pretty much where I would want that to end. That's the moment that I want to go around. Now, I'm having difficulty coming up with how I would get to that moment, and the first thing I thought of was, okay, how do I get to that moment? How do I try to have players get to that moment? And the first thing I could think of was like Penny Dreadfuls, those terrible, terrible, kind of like if terribly written stories. But like those pulps. Now, what if in a fantasy setting there was a printer and pulps were becoming popular? They were being sold everywhere. It was very profitable to be in the business of selling pulp magazines and pulp fiction. And so, a owner of a printing press took up necromancy, kind of like made a deal with someone or just came across it and felt. No, it's he got into a place where it was quiet. He hit a mania. He's like, I need the money. I love the stories. I love the fiction. No, he loves the fiction, but the money is secondary. He loves the stories, and he became so absorbed in it that he lost sight of himself, and then somehow ended up with the idea and the little thought, that magical thought came into his head. Well, if I put the heads in this solution, let them hang, and then bring them out, then they can transfer thoughts. These great authors can write forever beyond the dead, and I can have them do the best kind of pulp is the stuff that you can't reach. So it's pretty much like having heads write the Necronomicon, but it's a short fiction that like everyone's like, I'll pay you 10 cents for that. And so the way he came up with the idea maybe is that he reached. His obsession reached a point where he hit, like, he was able to see it. He saw the means to get to his destination. And that was collecting heads and hands and then typewriters and then having them write continuously so that he can continue to make money, but more so he can get the stories and he can have them printed. Now, the last day I've been toying around with the idea of, okay, what if I had mobsters? And that's how he's got the hands and the fingers. But I'm not sure how to do that. The only thing I can think of is make him like the hidden enforcer or the hidden, have the printing place. That guy disposes of the bodies, maybe. For the mob. The fingers and hands need to be taken anyways. But he disposes of the bodies, and that's his contractual obligation kind of thing. He does that so that the mob doesn't hit him up all the time. But, so the mob is just like a hidden play. Like, it's just, it's a tool for him. And they assume he's a tool for them. So, that might work. I don't know how I'll play that out. I just like the imagery of it. It's a scene that I think could be creepy if audible. Like, it's just quiet. And then you can hear the gums. And then you just hear the tapping. Not like that, like the keys on a typewriter. And then in that silence, you can't speak and you make your sand check or whatever. And then the roar of the machine coming alive. Oh, actually, no, machine doesn't come alive. He's standing there at the railing, hands over the railing, and he's just listening. You can't see his face yet. You know who he is. He's the guy who owns the press. He's the man who's done all this. You can't see him. And then, when you walk two steps closer, in between the heads and the keys and the hands, typing the stories endlessly, the printing press roars to life, suddenly, in a burst of steam or smoke or something or ink. And no, there's just a loud noise. It's so sudden in that quiet that it disorients you. He's gone, he's moved away, and now the combat started, and he's going to start sneak attacking. And you know he's got weird magical properties already, but that's just the idea of how that would work. Final encounter against that boss. So, I guess that was a scenario that I wanted to write, but I, just like everything else in the world, I have too many ideas about things I want, but won't finish. I imagine everyone's like that, though. So, let's continue. I have, what else do I got? Oh, yeah, there's another, I guess this will be about scenarios. Like, there's another scenario I thought of, and it had to do with spiders. Now, my father's very terrified of spiders, and I don't like spiders that much. But I don't mind them either. Like, if they're there, I'll get rid of them. But if they're not there, or if I can't see them, then I don't care. But, actually, there's a thought. There's spiders everywhere, but you can't see them. That'd be terrifying. So, I guess, the idea of this premise was, that there's the webs behind your eyes. Or there are webs behind my eyes would be what I'd title it, even though it has, like, not as much to do with it. And the idea is that when you sleep, say all these people are, they all live in this district of a town, or they just live in this city, and when you sleep, spiders go into your head, and they start to live behind your eyes. You can't really feel them. But they start building webs, and they start tugging on your brain and pulling your consciousness, and it makes it harder to sleep. Your REM sleep isn't as good, so you start having hallucinations, but the hallucinations might as well be real, because they are really affecting you. So, now, the main imagery for this was, I was sitting in front of my computer, and I was thinking of what would be scary. What would be really scary to happen to you? And what would be really weird? So, I thought, I have a microphone that has a metal mesh on it. What would be scary to me? But I was talking one day, and a little black leg came out from in between the mesh, just a little bit at first, and then another one, and another one, and they would wiggle around. the way it was, just like only on its joints moving kind of thing, not like a worm, but like a spider legs wiggling or moving in different motions. Then once the entire mic is literally covered in legs coming out of this mesh, then they spasm and they go limp and they hang. And then I look up to my screen because I've been perplexed and fixated on this moment. I look up to my screen and I see a small cobweb in the corner. Then not even a second later, I have my hand in my mouth, and then I think back and it's like, I touch the cobweb and then I put it in my mouth and then I vomit and I just vomit on the floor. But then I gotta think, why did I do that? Why did I go to do that? Something so different, so weird. Because it tasted so sweet. It's the idea that there was something terrible. You can't explain it about yourself. But then you find out that you look at it further, a little bit closer, and you realize, I wanted to do that. I didn't like what I did, but I wanted to do that. It was weird. So, kind of like that kind of hallucinated. And I look back at the microphone, there were no spider legs. Look back at the screen after looking back at the microphone, there's no cobweb. But yeah, my hand is still touching my lip, and there's still vomit on the floor. That's what happened. Well, so I wanted to have kind of like these horrible moments and then have them kind of be twisted into dreams, maybe, for characters. But then I was like, okay, how would I justify this as a scenario? And the first thing that came to mind that I think would actually work is if you have all of the player characters be members of a Irrational Fears support group. The kind of like AA, where you'd go and you'd be like, hello, my name is, and I'm afraid of X, Y, Z, and this is why I'm afraid of it, and this is what scares me about it. Well, they're in the support group for Irrational Fears, and all the PCs are around a table. They sit together because they are all terrified of spiders. They are all recently terrified, but there is one person who has been there before them, who's been terrified for a long time, and he's been coming every time he sits with you. And your group, you'd go out to lunch, you'd go out, do these things together outside of the meetings to kind of like to be able to understand your own fear by exploring someone else's as a support. So, and I don't know how I would get to the part where it's the visions and everything. Not even visions, because I want them to be actual things. They are actual things that happen. But, like, did they really happen? You know they happened, but you still have that little tiny speck of questioning yourself whether it happened or not. So, yeah, that was the second, that was the first scenario idea. The keyboard one came second. But going along with the spider one, another, let's come up with some imagery for it. Spiders have legs. They have the hairs on the legs. Oh. And they have eyes. Some of them have very many eyes. Okay. You're in bed. You just got under the sheets. You're closing your eyes. Not exactly tired, but you're not exactly awake. You know you need to sleep. And you know you can't stay up, but you're not tired yet. You're not ready for sleep, so you sit in bed, looking at the ceiling in the dark. You blink a couple times. You see something on the ceiling, but you don't pay no attention to it. It's nothing major. It's always been there. It's just a little crack. Then your eyes close. Then you wake up. You look back at your clock across the room, standing tall, almost to the ceiling again. It's been an hour. You've only shut your eyes for a second. Oh, I've woken up. I've woken up from sleeping. You look back up to the ceiling. The crack is still there. Slightly larger. Your eyes close again. You look across the room at the clock. It's gone back. It's gone It's gone forward another 2 hours. There's no moon out tonight. There's no light out. The lights are off. Everyone's lights seem to be off out the window. But you can still see with a certain kind of clarity, but with a hint of confusion. You're still confused at what you see, but you think you understand it. And you look at the clock, and then you look at the ceiling, and the crack is a little bit longer. Or is it wider? Did it stretch in that direction too? See, your eyes close. They open again, but only for a brief second, not even long enough to look at the clock, because you look at the ceiling before they shut again. You see little dots. Little white dots. Little glass dots. Your eyes close and they open again. And you see something move, twitch in the dark. Your eyes close and they open again. It's morning. The crack on your ceiling that's always been there, that was stretching last night, is gone. And you blow your nose because you can't breathe out of it. And those are those little sacks? They look like little spider, where baby spiders would be. It's disgusting. You blow your nose, you pour alcohol into it because you can't, you're fixated on it, you're terrified of it. There's another image, I guess. I like it slow, where, I guess, for that. What else would be good? Oh, somewhere near the end, when the images start becoming more real and more permanent. Maybe everyone's at the group. They go. They're sitting there. You drift off. You drift to sleep. Someone else drifts to sleep. You all drift to sleep. But then two people only blink. And when they blink, their eyes open, going from the light to dark. There's webs everywhere. Everyone who's there is still there in their chairs, in place where they were last. Covered with webs. Holding them up like cobwebs, but more firm. You're sitting in your chair, your friends are covered in cobwebs. All your friends, their eyes are open. And they're looking at you because you're covered in cobwebs, so everyone is separate and having the same delusion. And you can see it crawling across the table, just a little one. So just they come out of your shirt sleeve and crawl across, they go into your drink. They spin more webs through the liquid, and the liquid's gone. And then a light comes on over at the pedestal where your friend, where someone was just speaking, but no one's speaking there now. The pedestal stands there, and the pedestal completely made out of solidified web, weaved into kind of like a, not necessarily an altar, but a still the lectern's thing, I think. Like, and it has weird symbols on it, formed out of the eyes and legs of spider, the big spider made of legs and eyes being the body. And a light flashes onto it, and you walk there, not because you want to, but because it feels right. And you get this sweet taste in the back of your mouth, and you start to salivate because you want more. You get to the lectern, I think. Is that a proper word? You get there, and you start to speak, and you speak words that you've never heard. It feels like a clicking, not even a clicking. They're words, but you don't know them because you're not speaking them. And as you continue talking, you raise your hands up. Spider comes down into your palm, and it gets bigger, gets bigger, gets bigger. The back of it gets bigger until it outgrows its legs, and it's the back of it is pretty much the size of an apple. And then you take it to your mouth, and you take a bite, and you think, "Oh, this is so sweet." And then the little baby spiders come out of that back and then crawl across your face, and then in that moment, you blink, your eyes open. And no one is covered in cobwebs now. But everyone is standing there, mouth ajar. And a woman starts screaming. You look to your table where your friends were. They're no longer there. You look and it's like, where is everyone? but you hear more voices. You hear four more voices out of the same, out of your ears, in your ears, in your head. And you look down in your arms. They become elongated and oddly jointed. And you turn to your left and you see your friend. His flesh melded with your flesh. And then you zoom out. And it's pretty much a human spider. Just form together all the heads together to make one big head. And then all the bodies make the body. And then all the legs and arms make the spider legs and arms. And then the people scream. And then it's like black. Fade to black there. And that's how I'd handle that insanity scenario. So, I guess try to think of something else. What else is there? I actually do like this. The sitting in the blindfold talking. It's kind of nice. I don't know how my voice sounds because it is night and I don't want to be too loud. And, I can't really think of much else. So I guess that was two scenario ideas I had during this week, and I think over the weekend? Yeah, I think so. They were ideas I had, and I hopefully someday will get to writing them. Probably soon, maybe. I took notes last night on the press one, but I think I have a better idea now of maybe where I should go. But anyways, it was Wednesday. This is the first time I'm talking into the dark for creative inspiration, because I guess I like to do that. Maybe I'll try that maybe again, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, or at least found it interesting to see what I think of, or what I want to do in tabletop RPGs, because I like to, just like some other people that indulge in fantasy, I like to deal with things that I can't deal with myself and explore those concepts and ideas. So, thank you for listening, and see you next time.